بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had mentioned the sequence and the method of making dua as taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person commences with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereafter to recite salat, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we mentioned, as far as the content of a person's dua is concerned, to include the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dua, and thereafter to terminate with durood sharif, and then the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with this, at times we find the person does not have the time to dedicate to lengthy dua. And therefore ulama explain, especially during the month of Ramadan, for us to take advantage of the moments of acceptance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept within every day and night certain special moments of acceptance where the mercy, the rahmat, the blessings of Allah are directed upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the hadith we learn that at the time of tahajjud, at the time of sari, then Allah's special mercy descends upon the last heaven, and Allah himself calls out, هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ, that is there any person to seek my forgiveness? I am prepared to forgive him. هَلْ مِن سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَهُ, is there any person who wishes to ask me for anything? I am prepared to give him whatever he wants. Ulama say, we can imagine if a wealthy person, a generous person in this world says that from this time to this time my doors are open, my shop is open, and any person who comes to me with any need of his, I will fulfill it for him. I will pay his bills for him. I will take care of all his concerns for him. Which person won't take advantage of this? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge of the treasures of health, wealth, sustenance, opportunities. Allah is calling us to take some time out and ask from me. But as we mentioned before, Allah is willing to give. Who is there who is ready to take? So at the time of sari, and thereafter ulama explain at the time of iftar. And here alhamdulillah, generally our masajid are full. People are taking time out just prior to the Maghrib Azan, to make dua, to engage in dua. Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullah says, that 1 minute before the time of iftar, that last minute before the time of iftar, is so valuable, so potent, that if the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seize the opportunity, Allah will take care of all their worries and concerns. But then he goes on to explain that after a person breaks his fast, after having the first kajur or the first sip of water, then take 30 seconds out and make dua from the heart. As we mentioned, many people are taking advantage of the opportunity before the Maghrib Azan. But we know in our masajid, time is given between the Adhan and Iqamah of Maghrib during the month of Ramadan. Unfortunately, then it becomes a race. How many savories can I put down? How many bowls of Haleem can I have before the Maghrib Jamaat starts? But we take some time out. These are moments of acceptance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, بَيْنَ كُلِّ أَذَانَيْن, between every adhan and iqama of every salah, du'as are guaranteed accepted in the court of Allah. Generally, in the Hanafi madhab throughout the year, there is no time between the maghrib, adhan and iqama. Immediately, the jamaat for maghrib starts. But in the month of Ramadan, we have those 7 minutes, valuable moments. Allah give us tawfiq that we take some time out and engage in some dua, whether we make dua from our heart or we raise our hands and ask Allah of our needs. These are moments of qabuliyat, of acceptance. What Allah will give a person in these moments, lengthy hours of dua will not achieve the same result. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, dubura kulli maktuba, that after every fard salah, du'as are accepted. And we mentioned this before, we'll repeat it, that what is meant in this hadith, those salahs after which there are sunnats. So we have our Zuhr Salah, Maghrib Salah and Isha Salah. Then what is meant is for a person to make dua after the Sunnat Salah. This is the correct method according to the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that between the Fard and the Sunnah, there should not be a lengthy delay. Generally, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would recite a few wada'if or adhkar as we normally do after the Fard Salah. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika. Allahumma la mani alima a'atayt. These few du'as that we normally read after the fard salah, and then immediately he would engage in the sunnat and nafil salah, and thereafter du'a would take place. So this also for us to revive this sunnat, that after our sunnats and nafil to remain in the masjid for a few minutes. We have alhamdulillah, we are taking time out for everything else. To take these few moments, and with this very important, my dear brothers, Allah give us tawfiq as menfolk. And Allah give us the himmat and courage that we free our masturat and our women folk also to make dua. We know at the time of sari, at the time of iftari, they are engaged in preparing the food. Allah give us tawfiq, we take time out to worry about their spiritual food also. That as men we tell them, that even if the iftar has to be prepared in advance, by asr time, and you have to reheat it when I come home, no problem. I'm not waiting for those savories to be fresh, and that you have to make it at the time of maghrib, but you also take advantage of these moments and engage in dua, at the time of sari also. Sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to assist with the household chores. So that not that we just wake up and we know the first alarm is missed, second alarm is missed, and then we wake up last minute, we're rushing, the women folk are preparing our sari, and we eat and we just get up and then we're rushing to the masjid. But we take some time out, wake up 5-10 minutes early, assist them with the preparation in the morning, so that they also can take advantage of these moments. They will make dua, it will be to our benefit, for our home, our children, and for our iman and our progeny's iman. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.